Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the keys of life is maintaining the safety of our hearts spiritually. To maintain the heart spiritually, you need to understand what makes the heart sick and what kills the heart. The Ahlul Bayt gave us a number of things, a number of reasons and causes that kills the heart. Let's look at some of them. One, the Ahlul Bayt say, حُبُّ الثَّرْوَةِ وَجَّهُ, love for wealth and fame. Loving wealth and fame these days, in our modern day, in our present day, they looked at as a virtue rather than looked at in the hadith as a moral sin. Now, not to say, I mean, fame is definitely a sin, a moral sin. Wealth itself is not a sin, but loving it is a sin. Okay? Just loving to have money is a moral sin. I mean, me and you, we are required to work, we are required to accumulate wealth and make money for our families, live a happier life. But just to love it for the sake of gaining it and having plenty of it and just, you know, trying to increase the zeros in your bank account, then this is a moral sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, حُبُّ الْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفْ يُنْبِتَانِ النِّفَاقِ فِي الْقَلْبِ كَمَا يُنْبِتُ الْمَاءُ الْبَقْلِ. He says, love for wealth and love for fame, they grow hypocrisy in the heart in the same way the water grows the legume, which is a vegetable that it grows. The more water you give it, the faster it grows. The legumes or legume, it depends on how it's pronounced in different parts of the world. As we say, baql in Arabic. It grows very quickly when you give it water. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loving wealth and loving fame, it will give you a very quick tree of hypocrisy, which is something we don't want, because hypocrisy in the Quran are in the lowest pit of hell. So we need to stay away from that. Again, looking at those who are stingy, النظر إلى البخيل. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, looking at the stingy person, يُقْسِ الْقَلْبِ, it hardens the heart. Subhanallah, just observing those who are stingy, they're rich, they have wealth, and we just admire them. I was like, oh, mashallah, how rich they are. Just that itself is a problem. It kills my heart because it makes me think too much about me wanting to be like them. And wanting to be like them, it means that I am going to stay away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be like Qarun. He had so much wealth, and then Allah took him and his wealth. The people of Qarun, they said, we wish we had what Qarun had. So the campus has changed its direction from Allah to Qarun. And Qarun was a very stingy person. Me and you, when we see people of wealth and fame, we need to stay away from them because it will harden our hearts. Let us take a short break, and then we look at more of these things.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. We are looking at causes and diseases that kills our hearts spiritually. Al-khusumati wal-huqd, arguments, disputes, and hatred are two most destructive causes of the pure immaculate heart. It kills it, it destroys it. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says in this regard, Iyakum wal-mira'. I warn you, do not argue. Wal khusum, and do not have disputes with one another. Why, ya Amir al-Mu'min? Why is that so important? He says, فَإِنَّهُمَا, for they are يُمْرُضَانِ الْقَلْبِ al-ikhwan. They make the heart diseased with the brothers. The more I argue with my brothers, the more I argue and dispute with my fellow human beings in general, it kills that relationship. Because sometimes when we argue, we get to a point where we do not agree on something. And if it stays to that, that's good and well. But the problem is, this argument and this dispute, it just continues and goes beyond. It turns into hatred. It turns into, me trying to, let's say, try to become victorious, so I would do whatever it takes to hurt and harm my fellow brother, which is not required. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, he says, لا جدال في الحج. When it comes to Hajj, performing pilgrim to Mecca, you should not argue at all. So when it comes to arguments, it's a big, big deal. It also affects and kills the heart. Again, Al-ishq, love, and, having this immense amount of love for another human being or for things. The hadith says from Amir al-Mu'min, مَنْ عَشِقَ شَيْئًا أَعْشَى بَصَرَهُ وَأَمْرَضَ قَلْبَهُ. He who becomes in love with a thing, then that thing will make his sight or his insight weak and to the stage of blindness, and it will diseases and kills his heart. Now, that's a problem. We human beings, we love things. We are material. This earth is material. We have a link to Mother Earth. So we love possessions. I love my phone. I love my clothes. I love my car. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love everything. We love everything. There are so many things we love. The more love we have towards things, the more we are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if you look at the Quran, Allah says love is meant to be for Him and Him only. Now, I'm not saying that you should not like things in life, but don't become a prisoner to them. Because becoming a prisoner to these things is where the problem lies. So I love my wife, I love my kids, but not to the extent it keeps me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is haramullah. It is the house, the sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not enter anyone else beside Allah inside our hearts. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast,
to the field of dreams. Hear the children's cries.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.